Blog Talk Radio.
Like God, when you look around and you have food that you didn't know you had, you have money that you didn't know you had, when you start counting your blessings, ain't that just like God? Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to do something a little different today. I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a quick word of prayer. Then I'm going to ask Pastor Bell if she would give us a sandwich. And this is Thankful Thursday. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we have so much to be thankful for. So much. I don't even know where to begin. But I tell you what, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll just prepare to give us a word of prayer. And Pastor Bell, if she'll prepare to give us a sandwich.
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Okay, and I will say this very right quick. I hear an echo. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you today with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see another day that was not promised. Thank you, Lord, for being a fence around everyone on the line, their families. Because, dear Lord, there's a lot going on. You know all things. But you keep us protected, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We ask that you will bless the sick and the shut in, the bereaved families, Lord. We ask that you will bless our people over there in Ukraine. My son told me don't try to say it, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Ukraine over there where, you know, we take so much for granted. Them people are over there. I just ask God to be with them. Dear Lord, we ask that you will bless the Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bell, as we get ready to get us some food for the soul. And we thank you, dear Lord, for all your many blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that.
Afternoon.
I don't know why we want to stay in the morning. Lord, have mercy. Yes, it is afternoon. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
It's morning somewhere.
Yeah, it is, but it's not here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Thank you
for that song. Thank you, Evangelist Renee, for that heartfelt prayer. So here come our sandwich. Amen. So coming from Luke, the 11th chapter and the 13th verse from the New Living Translation, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen. And then for the meat, I'm going to do my sandwich a little different than Evangelist Renee. So that was the first piece of bread. Now for some cheese.
Oh, no. Not the cheese.
Yeah, we're going to put some cheese on here. 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Amen. Okay. Now we're going to put some letters on here.
Okay.
Proverbs 31:20. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. That was Proverbs 31:20. Now for some meat. But Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That was Matthew 4 and verse. Now for, let me see what I want to put on here now. Let's put some more meat on here. All right. Joel 2 and verse 12. That is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your heart. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. And for that last piece of bread, Jeremiah 31:25, for I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. I mean, if you're sorrowing, if you're going through something, he gives us joy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, thank you. Thank you for obedience. Evangelist Renee, you know, I tell you, I just love the spirit that God has among us. And I want the devil to know that we're united, that no matter what, Evangelist Renee was so ready, no complaints. Mm-hmm. Brother and sister, that's the way God does us. And I already know about mm-hmm. y'all already know about Pastor Went. Well, her spirit just ready to do whatever for the Lord and with no complaints. See, some people are ready, but they complain. But, and I just want you all to know I'm thankful for that. I'm truly thankful for that, that God got soldiers out here when he asked to do something, they have no problem with it. And especially
Amen.
When it comes to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Especially when it comes to the word of God. If I can do something for the master, I want to do it.
Amen.
So I thank you all so much. Okay, we're going to open it up. Anyone else like to, we're going to start with being thankful. This is Thankful Thursday, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. So when you don't know what to pray for, hey, thank God.
Amen. Say that.
I mean, think about it. Sometimes you say, well, what should I pray for? Hey, I tell you, just start thanking God. You can always remember the scripture. 1 Thessalonians. And then the Bible says this, too. It says, rejoice. Rejoice.
Yeah.
Evermore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And he said, quench not that spirit. Don't hold it back.
Mm-hmm.
And don't despise a prophecy. Prophesy. And prove all, hold fast that which is good. Listen, brothers and sisters, God wants us to do just that.
Amen.
So,
yes, he does.
If you're there and you like to share, it's your opportunity to be thankful. Because, you know, she may mention the Ukraine. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, I'm not talking about them, but when you look over there and you see how those bodies are being buried by the hundreds into one grave, when you can see bombshells tearing up hospitals, babies being thrown around like puppets, people crying because one leg going here and one foot going there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like chaos. They never seen nothing like that before. Mm-hmm. Woke up this morning, you know where your next meal was coming from. They didn't know that. Mm-hmm. There are those that woke up, they don't bit more know where they're going to lay their head at. People packed on floors like sardine cans. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, right now, I'm thankful to God for that. I don't know what God's doing with that. I'm thankful because I know whatever he's doing is right. How many folks going to get saved? I don't know how many people going to get delivered. And not just so many there, but the people that see that.
That's right.
People that see that from afar off might just be shaken in their boots to say, you know what? Man, let me do the right thing. Woo! God is good to me. Woo! God is showing up. I mean, when you look back over and see some of this stuff, and then you woke up, you could go in your freezer, and it was overflowing, and go in your refrigerator and cook what you want to cook. Those people don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Yeah.
The lady couldn't even have her baby. She had to have her baby out on one of those gurneys things that they carry babies in. I mean, carry patients in. Couldn't even, there was no building for the, for her to go in for privacy.
Have mercy, Lord.
So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, all this little nitpicking, that stuff ain't nothing to me. When you think, what's really important? If I can say this, Evangelist Renee, what's really important now? When you think about people around here fruiting over nothing and they mad about this, that, and the third, Pastor, I mean, what's really important, Pastor? They arguing and debating over little simple stuff. Go on and get a guy the ball. Go ahead on and get a man. Look, keep that little $900. It don't matter. Keep it. That people off. You talking about in bad shape. There's some folks showing up in bad shape. I'm going to tell you, I pray that people will receive Christ. I pray that people will see the Lord through this and realize who God is. And know that the time is winding up. And for those that don't know, God said it won't be by water. Next time it's going to be by fire. And he know what Satan going to do. Because he knows Satan had but a short time. And I'm going to go ahead and be on record for saying this. But it's just the end closer than you think.
Yeah.
It could be one finger from punching a button that could start an all World War III, a nuclear war, and won't nothing be going but fire. And the whole world might get involved, south, east, west, and north. It'll be a total chaos in the world. Don't take but one finger. So we have so much to be thankful for. And then let me tell you all on the, that's on this program. Let me get y'all straight right now. Y'all sure enough ought to be thankful. God giving us a fresh word, man. Every day. Trust me. God giving us revelation to his truth. Everybody don't have that. Some folks still are serving a building, a system. And they praising a system. And they don't know any better. They cool with that. They've been bamboozled. Just like I was thinking about Russia, how Putin have told those people that the West is against them and they over there trying to protect Ukraine, the biggest lie could ever be told. And they people don't know any better because they're not exposed to worldwide TV. They're limited. Putin say what they say. Putin say what they say. They television have been blanked out. They can't. They're not allowed to carry news from the United States or from Europe as far as that goes, because he called it fake news. It ain't fake. It's the truth. He's killing people. He's killing. But it's Thankful Thursday, and I just want everybody to know: be thankful, man, for the word at noon. I'm gonna tell you because it's a lot of people hung up in these church. They hung up in denomination. They hung up in tradition, and there we are free, bless God.
Hallelujah.
We're
Hallelujah.
Free. Hallelujah. That's a big step, brother and sister. If some of them can't let go, they got tired.
Yes,
they got tired. if it's nothing but what Evangelist Renee said one time, they like to go show their car, their Cadillac, their clothes. You'd be surprised mm-hmm. what ties they got to buildings.
Yeah.
All of them don't have position, but God forbid for the ones that have position. Think,
yeah.
Well, I gotta go to my church. Oh, it's your church. Oh, yeah, I got to go to my church.
Have mercy.
I gotta sing. I gotta be on the usher board. Don't care what God has to say about the situation. It's all about what just being enslaved to something you don't have to be enslaved to. So that's what I say. Right. We're thankful that God given us the freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to take up all the time. Don't mean to take it all up, but hey. I tell you, man, I'm just full today. I'm thankful to God that, you know, he allowed me to put my right foot in my right shoe and my left one in my left one. And he allowed me to praise God with my hands. And if I didn't have this stuff to praise God, if I couldn't do nothing but make a nod with my head, if I couldn't do nothing but blink my eyelid, it's a thank you.
Yeah.
And who understands it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If I couldn't speak, I'd write it down. I gotta have a way to praise God and thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Because, see, I know one day all of this will be over. We do have another body. We do have another body that's not made by hand, but eternally. Glory. So anyone else like to have something to be thankful to God about, the scripture, whatever, we're wide open today.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm thankful for God's word. Amen. And I am thankful for the word at noon. Before I give my scripture, I'd just like to share. Yes, I'm thankful for the word at noon because through the word at noon, God has touched me. He's opened my eyes to a lot of things that was, you know, I was blind to. And I thank God that through this word at noon, I'm able to share it with others. And I can tell it to them. It's up to them to receive it. But I'm doing what God is telling me to do, and that's sharing that word with them, the knowledge that I learned from the word at noon. Even Evangelist Renee can witness that there's sometimes that it'll be a continuation from what we have at the word at noon. It'll continue on into Bible study, or it'll continue on in our conversation as we talk. So I thank God that you are obedient, Pastor, keeping it going no matter what. If it's not no more than one or two people that are on the call, you continue to teach that word as if it's 100 or so people on. So I thank God, and God is teaching me how to listen and have my heart open to the word. And it makes a big difference, because as we have been studying about being conscious of God's love, when you're conscious, you are aware, and you will question yourself and say, is God pleased with this? We used to say, what would Jesus do? Yes, what would he do? Is this the right thing to do? So when we allow the Holy Spirit in our heart, in our life, to guide us, I tell you, he'll keep you on the straight and narrow path. So I just thank God for the word and the word at noon, and all those that are, even those that are listening by internet and those that participate. And thank God that I see the change in my little sister. I call her my baby sister because she is. And I see her growth through the word at noon. So, Pastor, continue on doing what God is leading you to do. And I just thank God for you. So the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. It says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it also from the Message Bible, then I'll silence and let somebody else say something. So from the Message Bible, verses 9 through 13, it said, love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice. Practice playing second fiddle. That means be second. Don't always be first. That takes us over there to Corinthians, doesn't it? Verse 11. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master. Cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Amen, amen. But I love that part. It said, love from the center of who you are. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Anyone else? This is Thankful Thursday. Okay. Thankful Thursday. You had anything you'd like to be thankful for? The scripture.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you.
I would like to be thankful for my scripture I stand on. By his stripes, we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is have that faith that it's going to happen and believe. And I'd like to thank Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell. I can remember when he first started the word at noon. I was in Pittsburgh, PA, and I made sure I was listening every day.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I was listening, but I really wasn't listening. And when I came back up here to Ravenna, Ohio, living with my son, I continued to listen, and that word began to seek inside of me.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'd be so full. I enjoy every day when we have the word at noon. Because you guys teach. I mean, it's so anointing. I mean, it sticks with me. I thank the Lord that it wasn't like it was before where I was just listening, but I wasn't understanding. But now I understand the word. And
praise
it's because of Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell. You guys do a wonderful job, and I thank you. I thank them for the word at noon and keeping us all healthy and safe that we can listen every day.
Yeah.
And I know it's more than three people on here, but I know people are thankful. I know they are. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He didn't have to do that. Some people thought they was going to wake up today, made plans for this day, and they did not wake up.
Amen.
So we got to be thankful every day that he allows us to wake up and breathe his air. Because we don't have to. So I just want to thank him. thank him for all his many blessings.
Amen. Anyone else? I know I don't force anybody to say anything, but if you'd like to say something, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. So there's something you can thank him for. I like to thank him for the scriptures, but and I didn't know you went that far back. We started this broadcast in 2009, and I think we brought it to Ohio in 2012, somewhere in there. But hey, whatever. I thank God for it, man. I thank God that we can abide in the Word. The word abide means to set up residence, to live in.
Yeah.
I thank God for the revelation. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Now, see, when I get to thanking God for revelation knowledge, especially knowing who you are and what you are, the church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. Church is who you are. Church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. So let us not go to church. Let us be the church. First Corinthians 3. Well, it's a lot of scripture, but I like 1 Corinthians 3:16. It just really blesses me. It just says something like this. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, not that building. You are. See, this is not real to a lot of people, but the Bible says you are the temple of God. That's how God sees you. He sees you as his temple. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you, not in a building. The Spirit of God dwells in you. So this is the time that the body of Christ should be repositioning herself according to Ephesians 2:6 and have raised us up to together, made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. A lot of people hadn't repositioned to that way of thinking, that you're in Christ. And if you're in Christ, your mind, your thoughts is in heaven, on heavenly stuff. See? So people have to reposition to that. And you do that now.
Amen.
Love of the Word of God. When you love the Word of God, you're loving truth. And you always put truth first. Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. The mind is the battleground. If you can just get your mind to shut up for a minute, to be quiet, let my spirit hear God. And then your spirit will start hearing that word. Believe me, brothers and sisters, Romans 12:1-2 will become a reality. See?
Amen.
And God have given us his word to live by. And I don't mean just listen to it. No, that's a live by. That's your lifestyle. Whatever it is, I guarantee you, you'll find it in the Word of God. That's
Amen.
What you need, is God's Word. That's it,
Thank
right
you.
There. Period. The young folks say, period.
Amen.
That's all you need is the Amen. Word of God. Because, see, when you got the Word, you got God. Hello, somebody.
Say that. Say that.
Do I need to show you a scripture now? I can go there. I'm not the one today. I can go there. St. John 1. Because in the beginning, read that for us, Pastor. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God. So I know who the Word is, and I know who God is. God is his Word, if you know that or not, and if you believe that or not. And if you do believe that, then act like that. Act like God's Word is him, so he's always present. You ain't got to go one day a week or 2 days a week to meet God. That's a bunch of hogwash. God is every day. And we're to live it every day, because that's what Matthew 4:4 said. Men should not live by bread alone, but by every word. How about every day? But read
Hallelujah.
That for us, guys.
All right. Amen. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen.
So if the word was God, if the word was God, probably still is God.
Amen. Still is. Amen.
He ain't changed. Just got to get that revelation. Because it's in the word that we grow. We got to grow by his word.
Yes, we do. Amen.
That's how you know who you are. Matter of fact, it's by the word of God that tells you who you are. Romans 5:1 said, you've been made right. You've been made right. I don't care what the world say. As far as God sees, you're in right standard when you're in his word. When you put that word first, God said, I see you right.
Amen.
You have people are so blind. That's why I'm so thankful for his word. I'm so thankful for revelation knowledge. I'm so thankful that 2 Peter 1:4 said we are partakers of a divine nature. Well, to be a partaker means to take your part. Have you took your part yet? We're saints. The Bible said that. I didn't say that. You've been delivered from the power of darkness.
Thank you, Lord.
Translated into his marvelous life. People, we got stuff to be thankful for. Thank him for deliverance, that you're not blind to the devil any longer. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I had to tell somebody on yesterday. They come out, oh, well, God, he letting this happen. No, the world belongs to Satan, brothers and sisters. Get that in your thick head. God ain't finna cause little babies to die and tornadoes. Why would God do that? Here you, Pastor read the scripture earlier, and I didn't even tell her about it, but she read the scripture. Here you know how to do good, but then God don't know how to do good. You know how to give good gifts, but God don't know how. Brothers, when Adam sold this world over to Satan, Satan became the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. I'm going to tell you what it said. He's the god of this world. So stuff you, that's why Jesus said, don't be in the world. Be in the world, but don't be of the world. Because he knows Satan controlling this world.
All right.
And when he was here, he wasn't having it. That's why he shut down the storm, rebuked it, and told the wind, peace be still. Because Jesus wasn't having that mess. Sickness.
Hallelujah.
That's of the world, people. That's not God. God don't have to beat you up with sickness and disease. Got to get the right understanding, the right concept.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Amen.
And by the way, thank you, Pastor, for reading that scripture. Anyone else?
Amen.
Sister T, we're in agreement with her. She's listening by internet. And the sister from California, she's listening by internet. I just thank God for her. You realize she gets up at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, listening to the word at noon.
Praise God, praise God.
Now, that means something to me. It may not mean nothing to you guys, but it really means a lot to me that she take the time to get up that early. I just wish she would have something to say sometime. But hey, I don't put pressure on nobody. Hey. When the Lord tells you to speak, that's when you speak. I'm happy with it. Because he's given me a word.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, if no one else, we'll be back on the Word at Noon tomorrow. And we're teaching on we're talking about developing the God kind of love. Not the world kind, because God said he is different. See that phileo and agape? God said, mine's different. And we've shown you that in the scripture, the God kind of love. And also, we're talking about being conscious, being aware of the God kind of love. Because that's what we're supposed to do. We're doers of love. We're his children.
Yeah.
We're his children. My daughter, I'm going to say this and I'm done. My daughter... She adopted, this is the one living in Tennessee, she adopted the a boy that's a Caucasian boy, and of course she's black, and she tell people, that little boy go around and tell them, that's my mama right there. And so people look at her, like, look at him like crazy. He said, what you looking at? That's my mama. And he said so convincingly, I know that's my daughter now. So that make that boy my grandson.
Yes.
But I'm so proud to know that he recognized who he is. That's why I hurt for Christians who say that they are Christians, they're Christ-like, and yet they won't stand up, be ashamed. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power. It's the power. So when you begin to speak who you are and what the word say you are, there's power in there.
Amen.
That kind of vain imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You got to cast that garbage down and say, hey, I'm what the word says. I'm kidding. That little boy says to me, in other words, he didn't say it to me, but this is what he's saying to me. I care what the color of my skin is. That's my mama.
That's my mom. That's right.
That's my mama. Mm-hmm.
That's
God is my daddy.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I was adopted by him. Christ died for me. Yeah, that's my daddy. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of what he called me. He told me in Matthew 5:14, let my light shine. Let that bad boy shine. See?
Hallelujah.
Stand with me. I got righteousness because of God. Because, see, none of my friends and family, they wouldn't give me righteousness. But God gave me righteousness through Christ.
Yeah.
See, that's how you get righteous. God made him who knew no sin to become sin for you, that you might be the righteousness of God in him. You're the righteousness of God. And righteousness really means the ability to stand in the presence of God. You don't beg God. You're his child.
Thank you.
Stand up. You go boldly before the throne of grace. Well, hey, brothers, since y'all not preach, y'all do not. Anyone else before we dismiss? Still got opportunity. Anybody want to be thankful for anything? Okay, if not, we'll see y'all tomorrow at 12 o'clock.